Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast, episode number 271, where we are talking about the number one reason you aren't reaching your goals in your wedding business. And it's definitely not what you think.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Hello there, my friend. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Heidi Thompson, and I'm excited to talk to you today about the number one reason you aren't reaching your goals in your business. And I find it's definitely not what most people think, because over the last 12 years now of working with wedding professionals to help them book more of the clients that they love working with, and build a business that gives them the time and the freedom that they want, I've noticed something. There is no shortage of ambition, of big goals and vision for the future among wedding pros. You know where you want to get to. What I've heard more than anything from wedding pros about this is, I don't know where to even start to get there. And if that's you, I want you to know that you're not alone. You're in the majority of people that I've talked to about this. But what happens when you feel this way is you look around you and you see, okay, who seems to be doing well? Who seems to be successful? And then you copy what they're doing. And this results in a lot of what I call random acts of marketing. And I get it. That makes total sense logically. If someone else is successful, then copying what they're doing should make you successful, right? But unfortunately, copying other people doesn't work when it comes to your marketing. And it can really be a situation of the blind leading the blind, because you have no idea what is actually working for that person. And even if it is working well, not every marketing activity works for every business. And I think this surprises a lot of people. Your business and your ideal client are unique. When you throw random things out there with no strategy or plan, you tend to get random results. Marketing is psychology when we get right down to it. You have to understand what someone wants if you're going to market and sell to them. And that is anything but random. Think about the last time you needed to convince someone of something. Maybe it was your partner, a friend, maybe it was your kids. In order to convince them to do what you wanted them to do, you had to understand how they think, what they want, and how to position the thing that you want them to do as something that they also want to do. And you did all of this without even realizing it. Maybe you convinced your partner to go out to eat at a new restaurant by reminding them that, you know, they did say they wanted to check out more new local restaurants. And after all, it is getting a bit late to start cooking, and you both deserve a treat. Maybe you convinced your kids to go to bed by giving them what they want, reading them a story that they get to pick out. So if understanding psychology is key and marketing can't just be copied, what does work? The thing that works to reach your goals is creating a strategic step-by-step plan for the next 90 days and using it as your roadmap. That way you know exactly which steps to take, in what order, and how to take them. I worked with a wedding stationer, Emily, and she was initially doing this random scattershot approach to things, like many wedding pros are. And she told me that creating her step-by-step 90-day plan really changed things for her. And being able to really look at her business as the CEO and break down her finances, break down her marketing, and how she was going to do everything made it so much easier. Being able to look at everything over that full 90-day period and breaking it down month by month was something she had never done before. And she told me that it made her feel like such a legitimate business owner because she was no longer operating at random and flying by the seat of her pants. Now she's got a plan that's tied directly to her goals that she can follow each day instead of just looking at a random to-do list. And it makes reaching goals so much easier because her actions are aligned with those goals. And of course, she still has plenty of time to dedicate to her kids, which are her top priority. And this is exactly what we do in the Wedding Pro Goal Accelerator program, which is opening its doors soon, and I'll be sure to tell you a little bit about. But first, I want to address this common thing that I hear from a lot of wedding pros, that the problem is that they don't have enough time to learn all the things that they think that they need in order to reach their goals. So if this sounds familiar, I want you to know you don't need to learn a bunch of things. You need a plan, and then you can utilize just-in-time learning to take action on that plan. Just-in-time learning is learning the thing you need to do when you need to do it. And most people do it the wrong way around, and they get stuck in perpetual learning and perpetual preparation. If instead you had a strategic plan that laid out what steps you needed to take, you would know what's worth spending your time learning right now and what isn't. Most of it isn't relevant to the steps that you need to take right now. And you need more than learning new things to reach your goals. You need direction, you need clarity, and a way of taking action consistently without feeling overwhelmed. Something else that I hear from wedding professionals is that they're just not reaching their goals because they're not getting enough leads or they're not getting enough clients. And the real reason why they're not getting enough leads or clients is the same reason you're not reaching your goals, really, when we break it down. You don't know what steps to take, so you're trying a little bit of everything and nothing is working. Imagine you're lost in a dense forest. You have no map or compass. You know you need to find a way out, but without any clear guidance, you just start wandering around aimlessly. You try different paths in the hope of finding the right one. Each path that you choose seems promising at first, but eventually it leads to dead ends or circles back to where you started. Without a clear direction or a plan, you feel frustrated and overwhelmed and unsure of which way to turn. And in the same way, without a clear roadmap for your business goals, you may find yourself trying various strategies without seeing any meaningful progress, which leaves you feeling stuck and uncertain. And I've been there, and it is frustrating. A lot of people tell me that overwhelm is an issue for them, that they feel overwhelmed by all there is to do, and that is why they're not reaching their goals. I want you to know something surprising. Most wedding pros are doing more than they need to be doing. And when they make the shift to figuring out the steps they need to take to reach their goals and follow those, they end up doing less work than before. I see this with my clients all the time. Across the board, they easily shave off at least 5 hours of their work week, and many of them have gotten down to 30 hours, even 20 hours per week, all while being more successful than they ever have been when they were working double the number of hours. Most people confuse working harder with working more strategically. And when you create a strategic plan for making progress on your goals, you'll actually feel less overwhelmed because you get to do fewer things, which is always nice. So the real reason here why you are not reaching your goals in your wedding business, and you may feel like you're just, you know, spinning your wheels, working hard every day, is that you just don't know what to focus on and what steps to take to reach your goals. And like I said, this is very common. It's hard to map a path forward to a place that you have never been. That's why I'm opening my new program, the Wedding Pro Goal Accelerator, on April 3rd to help you with this. If you are feeling stuck, even though you're trying your best, this is designed for you. It provides you with a personalized 90-day roadmap that we create together and daily support from me, as well as accountability, so you no longer feel stuck and unsure of where to go from here. So if you're interested in learning more, you can get on the wait list over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/goalinterest, or even better, DM me the word goal on Instagram. I am Evolve Your Wedding Business over on Instagram, and I will send you all of the details so that you can see if this is a good next step for you. Thanks for taking the time to tune in today, and I will speak to you again very soon.